WTAW News Time is 6:06. 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. The Bryan School Board has approved three more pieces of the $132 million bond issue approved by voters last November.
Unanimous votes were given to the design of the new Sol Ross Elementary School and the new press box at Merrill Green Stadium. Sol Ross principal Christina Brunson says a new two-story building, which is scheduled to open in February 2017, reflects how they're teaching their students.
And as they really listened to that, we began to see those things unfold in the building. And so it's all about every inch of the space in the school being for instruction and for teaching and learning.
The new press box will be three floors with an elevator connecting the first and second floors. It's scheduled to open in August 2016. The board also approved a demolition contract to prepare for renovating the Civic Auditorium, which administrators have renamed the district's Performing Arts Center, and moving electrical service for that building in Stephen F. Austin. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see the designs of the new Sol Ross, the new press box, and the Civic Auditorium. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The second of three public hearings on the rebuilding of a College Station neighborhood street that's also used by commuters is tonight. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says the latest design of turning Munson between Dominic and Lincoln into a concrete street also accommodates walkers and bicyclists.
We have widened the existing 5-foot sidewalk to an 8-foot sidewalk and brought the curb distance in slightly to narrow the roadway from 27 feet down to a 24-foot section, two 12-foot travel lanes. This will have a positive impact on keeping speeds lower.
All are invited to this evening's meeting starting at 6:30 in the City Council Chambers at College Station City Hall. Construction won't start until next year and will follow the rebuilding of Francis from Walton to Glen Haven. Governor Abbott has signed tax cut legislation. While the business franchise tax has been reduced by 25%, the average individual property owner will save $125. Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the state Senate was, in his words, stout and stacked about its plan that favored businesses.
And I think the oil industry being down caused us a little shock, and the numbers were concerning at first. You know, I'm optimistic. I think these numbers will come back in 2016. Let's hope so. Everybody I'm talking to in the forecast, there's going to be an opportunity, but we do have $11 billion in the rainy day fund. And what are we supposed to spend that on? So there's some opportunity.
The governor says cutting more than $4 billion in taxes and fees is the best job creation for the state. There are more than 20 who have declared or are considering a run at the Republican nomination for president. That's not too many, according to the first chief of staff for President George H.W. Bush, former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu.
I don't think there can be too many. The system, you can't try and constrain the system. Everybody, the minute you try and constrain the system, you create a bigger problem than you might have perceived would have existed otherwise.
Sununu, who was at the Bush Library for a private function, added there are a handful of GOP hopefuls that would make good presidents, but he stopped short of making any endorsements because he wants the process to play out. WTAW News Time is 6:10 at 74 degrees. More news on the way at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Good morning, it's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect for the area through 6 p.m. Wednesday. It's due to the fact that Tropical Storm Bill will likely make landfall on the Texas coast well to our south. Lots of clouds becoming breezy today. Rain and thunderstorms will develop. It could be heavy, 85. Rain and thunderstorms possible into tonight, breezy, 75. More rain and thunderstorms, breezy tomorrow, 85. Scattered showers, thunderstorms Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit as we look at another pair of A&M baseball players making their way to All-American status. A.J. Minter is making his way to the professionals. The Lord Stanley Cup was given away, albeit late last night because they had trouble getting to the stadium. And more coming up in sports. We'll knock that out for you about 6:50.
So where's the kaboom?
I was promised an earth-shattering kaboom.
Anyway. 90% chance of some showers or thunderstorms today. We'll talk to Rob in about a half an hour about this. And I, you know, I know they've got an entire network. So, you know, they have to get that black guy who used to be on the Today Show, or maybe he still is, you know, everywhere.
Roker.
Yeah. So, you know, deploy down to Houston and wait for that to happen. And I can remember one of those storms is years ago. And the only video that they could find was like a plastic water bottle floating down the small stream of water that was on the curb. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was the rain. Anyway, and I understand, you know, the deal is for all the rain that we got a few weeks ago, I didn't complain to anybody because we had plenty of folks nearby who got more than they needed. And that's a concern.
I mean, sure.
If this thing brings a lot of rain to areas that are still waterlogged, then that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they go into full panic mode watching this, you know, turn over to watch the Houston TV station, and they've got this, you know, emergency preparedness thing with the mayor talking and all that and going on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It's almost like that Sanford when he apologized, you know, it just didn't end. But we're not going to get a whole lot, apparently, of this thing. It never formed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it just kind of petered out.
And, you know, I was talking to one person in the weather business, and they said, you know, the Hurricane Center gets really excited when there's something in June because it doesn't happen that often. And really, the water hasn't gotten a chance to heat up that much. So, anyway. But they're telling us a 90% chance of showers today.
Well, and they had a story about the brown ocean effect.
What does that mean?
There's so much moisture in our dirt that when it comes over land, it won't break up as much as they usually do.
Oh, okay.
That's their prediction.
Boy, they really got it down to the scintilla then, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, because the moisture content is higher, the energy will maintain. Is that what they were saying?
It won't decrease as much.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you watch the Weather Channel this morning, they're saying, you know, possible tornado spinoffs. Okay. 80% chance of fat rain tonight, 80% for tomorrow, 60% for tomorrow night, 40% on Thursday, 30% on Friday, and 40% again on Saturday is what they're telling us. Skeeters are going to love it. We like it because it's only 83, right?
Oh, yeah.
So from that standpoint.
That part has been quite the lovely turn.
Yeah. So anyway, it's could produce showers. Oh, this is where I try to find something weird and humorous out there, right? That's like, now that I've said the weather has been a dismal failure for us because we thought we were going to have something pretty cool and we didn't. So, we have a stolen puppy story, but we'll talk about that later because
Leah's in today.
Leah will be here. OnlineAthens.com, the website of the Athens Banner Herald newspaper in Athens, Georgia, posted an unauthorized news item on its front page. The site announced, "This is the emergency broadcast system. Please ignore this message as always." By the way, the sun just exploded and we're all about to die. The story was taken off the site. Paper is investigating. They're investigating themselves to see who did that. My thought is a copywriter who was bored with their job decided, hey, let's post. Oh, maybe they got hacked. Maybe that's it.
That could happen.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation. It was a placeholder.
That's it. Yeah.
Somebody was just typing headline space and went, yeah, I'll put this until we get something else.
That's right. Watch this space.
Exactly.
Yeah. There'll be something really important later.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's day 167. It's June 16th. It's Tuesday. We got 198 of them to go. Fresh Veggies Day. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah. National Fudge Day. That could be okay in small doses. Cherry Tart Day. And Men's Health Week. Why does that start on Tuesday?
Because men are always running behind.
That's it. Yeah, we'll get around to celebrating that soon. It's my mom's birthday today, so
woo-hoo!
There you go. All
happy
right.
birthday, Mom.
Yep, and others?
Sybil Kikili. I hope I said that right.
I don't know.
From Soap Opera with Swords is 35. Daniel Burrell is 37 from Inglourious Basterds, and he was also in the Captain America movie. John Cho is 43. You know him as Mr. Sulu from the new Star Trek movies. Lefty Phil Mickelson is 45, golf player extraordinaire. Lori Metcalf is 60 from Roseanne. Gino Vannelli, I just want to stop. But he didn't. He is 63. Roberto Duran from No Moss.
No
fame.
Moss man.
Eighth round of with Sugar Ray Leonard. He went, yeah, I'm done. I don't want to play anymore. He's 64. Al Cowlings, you'll remember him from OJ, 68 years old. Joan Van Ark is 72.
He did have a football career, too, but yeah. That's
yeah,
and
most
remember.
People would recognize yeah, him from
right,
that.
Yeah.
Joan Van Ark is 72. She was in Dallas and Knott's Landing. And Eddie Levert, lead singer of the OJs, 73 today.
And happy birthday to Cracker Jack. Mr. Jack, born in this date in 1893 in Chicago. Yeah, so there you are. So buy some if you go to the ball game. It's 618.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Hillary is now relaunching her campaign. According to her advisors, the goal is to reintroduce Hillary to America and make her more relatable to everyday Americans. Well, obviously, the first attempt has failed miserably. Remember, she recently showed up at a Chipotle with giant sunglasses like Anna Wintour. Didn't speak to a single person. Meanwhile, centrist Democrats are worried about her hard shift to the left on progressive policies. By abandoning the middle, Hillary is now attempting to rebuild the Obama coalition of years past. The only problem is Hillary's not Obama. She's not her husband. She's not likable. She's not charismatic. Good luck with that one.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told his wife he only wanted a nice card this Father's Day, so she went to Golfsmith and got the new tailor-made AeroBurner iron set and a free $100 gift card. He was overwhelmed by the thoughtfulness of the card and couldn't really blame her for keeping the irons for herself. Hurry into Golfsmith from now until June 28th and get a free gift card of up to $100 when you purchase a new tailor-made AeroBurner club. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in-home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates for senior home care you can trust. Check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Get your summer bonus during the bonus tag sale at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi folks, Bubba Dixon here, and buying a new car has never been easier. Look for the bonus tags all over our lot for tremendous savings. It's that simple. Find your bonus tag on our best-selling new Chevrolets, new Silverados, new Malibus, new Cruisers, you name it, and we're offering the biggest savings of the year. Pay less for a new Chevy and get more for your trade. Come and get your instant cash offer for your old car here at your official Auto Trader Trade-In Marketplace dealership. Walk away with the cash or use it for a down payment on a new Chevrolet. Listen, we have the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley, but you're going to have to hurry. These bonus tags are only good through June. Once they're gone, they are gone. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Okay, then. There we are. That's our feed from the Wall Street folks today. We'll hope for something a little more informative in the next half hour.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home. Cool. What time can I come over? The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you got to bring something for the party. There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked. Dang. I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff. Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The Olympics are becoming dangerously close to resembling a company picnic. New sports can apply to the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. The deadline was this past Friday. There are 26 proposed sports, and most of them are ridiculous. Tug of war being one of them. The crazy part? Tug of war actually used to be an Olympic event. Its last appearance was in the games in 1920 in Belgium. Some other sports that got a look: baseball, softball, bowling, bridge. It's a game, not a sport. Chess. It's a game, not a sport. Ballroom dancing. Dangerously close to figure skating. 50-50 on that one. Ultimate frisbee. Eh. Football, only played pretty much in America. Racquetball, sumo wrestling, surfing, and water skiing. In my humble opinion, if it's something you gotta judge, it ain't a sport. Just saying. But there are a few you've probably never heard of, like korfball. I'd never heard of it. Had to go look it up. What it amounts to is basketball without dribbling. So all passing, and there's a basket with no backboard that you can shoot from behind. So kind of like hockey that way. And one called orienteering, which is basically being lost in the woods. I'm guessing if you ask any American servicemen, they'd say they already got a gold medal in that. The committee in charge of the Tokyo Olympics gets to decide if any of them actually get added. God, I hope not. If any have a chance, it's more than likely baseball and softball. They were part of the Olympics in 96 and again in 2008. Something to consider about korfball: it may be as fun to watch as curling, and some people love curling. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where they know that diamonds last forever. But they also know, more importantly, that paying for them shouldn't have to. Now, of course, they have new jewelry, and they've got heirloom jewelry, and if you buy the diamonds, you can have your own custom piece of jewelry built. They'll whittle it down for you on the computer so you're going to get exactly what you want, exactly how you want it. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or they're on College in the same shopping center as Harry's, just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Now, look, I have a question here. I mean, you said this sport that you shoot and you can shoot from behind the goal. You can't do that in hockey.
Theoretically, you can pass from, you can play from behind the goal, which is
You can play from behind the goal, but you can't shoot from behind the goal, right?
Technically, you can, but that would go into some depth.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah, you can. You bounce it off the goalie. I've seen it.
Bounce it off somebody.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
But no, there's no backboard. It's just a hoop on a stick.
So, and they pass it and don't dribble it.
Correct.
That's pretty weird.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's really funny, though, because it's mostly European, and it looks very Dutch.
Yeah.
And so the commentators that are trying English on some of them are actually quite entertaining.
Well, of course, and then you have to come up probably with new terminology, too. I mean, right?
Yes.
They probably have to call the different kinds of shots.
I'll be real honest. I didn't watch that carefully. I just wanted to see what it was.
What's it called?
Korfball?
Like K-O-R-F?
I believe so.
That reminds me of that Tim Conway character.
Dorf on golf.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. So,
I'll be real honest. The first thing I thought of was pickleball.
Well, I don't even know what pickleball
is. I don't either. I was wondering if it was the same thing. Oh.
I don't think so.
I think pickleball has a paddle,
yep.
But I don't know anything beyond that. Okay.
It's been a few years since I played pickleball.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just for old people.
It was, which is why when we were out at the lake or whatever, we went to the old people place and played pickleball.
the old people place.
That's where all the old people were hanging out. Hey, y'all kids want right to play pickleball?
Right next to the bingo hall.
Yeah.
Okay, the Race Across America Ram, an endurance event billed on its website as the world's toughest bicycle race, begins today. Competitors in Ram, which began in 1982, will travel 3,000 miles from Oceanside, California to Annapolis, Maryland, crossing 12 states. In addition,
there's more than 12 states between those two, isn't there?
Well, they cross 12 states, oh, okay. I think, is what they're saying. Yeah, there are more, but they probably do kind of like a straight shot. In addition to teams of 2, 4, and 8, a total of 41 solo riders are included on the 2015 race roster. Solo racers who ride 250 to 350 miles per day will have a maximum of 12 days to complete the journey.
Wow.
The current record for the fastest in the event's history in 2014, when a guy did it in 7 days, 15 hours and 56 minutes.
Wow.
And I don't know how many hours you race. That'd be interesting to see what his average speed was. I guess it's probably somewhere, if only there were a place to look at.
It took me 7.5 hours to do 104 miles.
Okay.
When I did long distance stuff.
Christoph Strasser is the guy's name. So we'll look that up in a little while and see what that's all about. But long bicycle ride starting today.
Saddle sore.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning. Our weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. A heavy rain possible today. 90% chance is what they're telling us. It'll be kind of breezy. High of only about 83. Then tonight, an 80% chance of showers and a low of 74. About the same thing for tomorrow. A heavy chance of rain, it says here, 80%. 60% for tomorrow night. Then the chances of rain start to kind of dwindle a little bit as we move on through the week. And the temps go up a little bit, but not a lot. And by Saturday, we're looking at 90 for a high temperature with a 40% chance of showers. Right now, the wind's out of the northeast at 10, 94% relative humidity, and it's 76.
So you have this great idea for a product or service, but you don't want to tell anybody for fear they'll steal it. So what do? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is as dependable and hardworking as the people who use it. People like Dan Eddy, a firefighter with 15 years of experience.
I love steel products. We use them on my job with the fire department. I use them at home.
Now is the time to get hardworking steel equipment for homeowners and professionals, including the all-new FS38 grass trimmer, just $129.99. Visit steeldealers.com to find a dealer near you. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices BME SRP at participating dealers.
If you ever get an idea for a product or service, and it seems most of us do, your next step is to do something to make it real.
The only way to bring your ideas to life is to get other people involved. Now, this is getting other people involved to fund your venture, to join your team, to buy your product, and this requires your ability to inspire other people.
Tina Seelig, author of the book Inside Out, Get Ideas Out of Your Head and Into the World.
This is what entrepreneurship is all about, is being able to tell a compelling story about what you're doing and getting other people involved is critical to your success.
A big reason people don't share their ideas with other people is their fear that someone's going to steal it.
I hear that all the time. In fact, I felt that way when I was a graduate student. I thought, I don't want to share what I'm doing in my laboratory, but here's the secret. It is much more likely that people are going to help you and give you some valuable feedback than that they're going to steal your idea. First of all, it's not their idea. They're not as wedded to it as you are. Second of all, they're busy doing something else. So it is so valuable to get your ideas out there and share them.
People tend to get very invested in their one big idea, perhaps too invested.
If you only have one idea, then you're so committed to it that it's difficult to see when it needs to be looked at from a different point of view. And in fact, being able to say, guess what, this isn't working, and go on to something else is super important.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Three more pieces of the Bryan School District's bond issue approved by voters last November has cleared the school board.
The designs of the new Sol Ross Elementary and the new press box at Merrill Green Stadium were unanimously approved, as was a demolition contract to prepare for renovating the Civic Auditorium. You can see what the board has approved on our website at WTAW.com. The new Sol Ross, according to Principal Christina Brunson, uses every square inch possible for teaching. That includes wider hallways to accommodate small groups of students just outside their classrooms.
They're flexible learning spaces outside of all the classrooms. And because of the glass, the teachers can supervise that learning going on in those corridors. And there's still room to travel from place to place. But there's also learning that can go on in those spaces as well.
The layout of the new press box, according to designer Scott Klaus, combines the interests of athletics and fine arts.
I actually had a conversation with the director, and he said that the configuration that we've provided here will allow them to have good competitions.
Athletic Director Lance Angel says this will help draw more playoff games.
Believe me, this is not extravagant. I mean, it'll be very nice, and it'll accommodate the size crowds and school districts that we like to attract for playoff games.
The new press box is scheduled to open in August 2016. The new Sol Ross could be opened as early as January 2017. And when the auditoriums reopen in the fall of 2016, it'll be known as the Performing Arts Center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Construction won't start until next year on rebuilding Munson Avenue in College Station from Dominick to Lincoln. You still have the opportunity to comment on the design during a public hearing this evening at City Hall. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says a narrower concrete street with a wider sidewalk will be built.
We find ourselves where we're getting volumes on what used to be low-volume roadways, significantly higher volume. So we are sensitive to that, and as part of the design, we try to put things into place to keep the speeds down as well as enhance the walkability of the sidewalks in the area.
The design also allows for the replacement of city utility lines and protects trees.
We had quite a few comments concerning the trees along the roadway. We have a certified arborist on the design team to make sure that we minimize the impact to the trees. So we don't want to take on a lot of additional right-of-way.
Tonight's meeting starts at 6:30 in City Council Chambers. Harmon says feedback will be used by the design team to return this fall with another round of recommendations. Bikers who claim they were unjustly arrested and kept in a Waco jail following a deadly brawl are speaking out.
Some attorneys have filed federal civil rights lawsuits, like Matthew Clendenin's lawyer, Clint Broden.
There is a judicial complaint we filed, myself, against Justice of the Peace Pete Peterson, who signed the $1 million bonds, and he said he signed them to send a message.
Fort Worth lawyer Brian Buffard says the way the 176 bikers were arrested and bonds set is not how it's done.
If you look at the Constitution and if you look at the Texas Constitution, you will not find in there a factor for bond setting of sending a message.
Nine people died last month in Waco during a biker brawl at the Twin Peaks restaurant. While some have been released, others are still in jail. In Austin, Audrey Morton, TSN News.
More than $4 billion in tax cuts and fees for Texas businesses have been signed into law by Governor Abbott. A bill signing ceremony also included property tax cuts, which are estimated to save the average homeowner $125. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says a lot of the $11 billion remaining in the Rainy Day Fund has been dedicated elsewhere.
We're trying to work that money down so that we can be more transparent in our budget. I think we took another couple of $1 billion out of that. It's about $4 billion right now. And so that I think the Senate was looking at that at the beginning, thinking we could reduce our taxes by and use that money. Well, it can't be used because it's part of a dedicated money.
The package of bills signed by Abbott included a permanent reduction of the business franchise tax by 25%. As the field grows of Republican hopefuls for president, that's not a negative, according to a GOP insider. Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu, who was the first chief of staff for President George H.W. Bush, was asked about the Republican field during his recent visit to the Bush Library.
We're up in New Hampshire. Everybody's coming through. They're all stopping in for coffee. I give them free advice for whatever it's worth. And I think these are serious people with a serious understanding of the responsibility. And let them go at it. Let the process sort it out.
Sununu did not endorse any of the more than 20 Republican hopefuls, saying he has too many friends in the race. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Ice Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do something a little bit different since the weather we thought was going to be spectacular this morning. Rob's with us. What's going on?
Well, we're keeping a watch on Tropical Storm Bill this morning, Scotty. It's going to be working its way into the Port O'Connor area probably by mid-morning. The big problem with the system is it's a just-developing tropical weather system, so it's got a very small circulation. And right now, the bulk of the precipitation is still out over the Gulf of Mexico. The reason we're not seeing a lot of precipitation on the western side is circulation is pulling that dry air off of the state, so it doesn't really have a lot of moisture associated with it. But we're seeing some rain now starting to swing its way up towards Galveston, seeing some spiral bands starting to develop just to the east of Port O'Connor, also just to the east-northeast of Corpus Christi. What will happen is as the circulation goes ashore a couple hours from now, it'll start to open up, and this really good precipitation that's offshore in the Gulf will kind of drift up into our area later on today, tonight, and tomorrow, and that's when we're going to get the rain. So we've got to wait until this system makes its way onshore before it gets a chance to overspread the area with some pretty significant precipitation.
All right, so later this afternoon then is when probably ought to be starting to rain in our area, huh?
Exactly. It'll come in. There may be a couple of showers around midday, but I think the bulk of the rain is later this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. We're going to do pretty good. I see at least 4 inches of rain for the area. Some places may pick up as much as 8. Ordinarily, that would cause some localized flooding, but the concern is the water table is up now after last month's heavy rainfall. So any rain that we get, just a little bit of it's going to soak in. The rest of this is going to run off, and it will cause some problems with flooding as we head through tonight into tomorrow and possibly maybe as far out as Thursday.
All right, we'll be watching for it. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, sir.
See ya.
Holy mackerel, 4 inches. All right, we'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports in about 10 minutes, actually. A pair of A&M baseball players added to yet another All-Americans list. A.J. Minter has decided he's going to go play in Atlanta. Not in college, though. And the Stanley Cup champions were crowned last night, but almost without the trophy. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you again about 6:50. In other sports this morning, we'll also take a look at, Houston Astros and Rangers both played. Vandy, Miami, and Virginia all won in the College Station, the College World Series. Anything else going on? Oh, yes, the University of Texas at Austin may be in a little hot water. They've got an independent investigator dealing with their, and I quote, allegations of academic fraud.
All right, there. Can you hear me now?
Yay!
No, this is stupid.
Do you need me to come in there?
No. Because I can push a button, but it just doesn't want to push. You know what I'm saying? The little button stuck at the top.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I got it. Finally.
Because I pulled this hammer out that I've got over here.
Thank you, Mr. Pesci.
And I showed it to the button. And the button said, okay, that's fine.
Hit any key to continue.
Yeah, really. See, now we're here with the mallet. Yeah. All right, so anyway. So, Florida did win? Is that what you said?
No.
They played Virginia last night.
Yeah, Virginia won.
Okay. Well, I wanted to stay up. But it was too late. I'm geeky on college baseball, you know.
I kind of am, too, especially with this round.
Well, I thought that Florida is the best team in America. I think they still are. But Virginia's won more games in the last 7 years than any other college baseball program.
Yep.
So I kind of thought that'd be a good game. But anyway. All right, so kind of an interesting analysis piece when it comes to politics in the Texas Tribune today.
Okay.
Basically, it is when power doesn't spell victory. And the latest case of this is Letitia Vandepute, who we talked about yesterday, mm-hmm. loses her election that I think everybody believed was a gimme.
No.
Okay.
Well, one of the other articles from the Tribune the other yesterday said that the race wasn't a gimme for her and nor for Taylor.
Yeah.
That it was an odd race. Because Taylor was made the interim mayor by 9-0.
Okay.
City council gets the voter in.
Gotcha. Okay.
So she was the council unanimous favorite.
Right.
And Vandepute, Taylor's campaign just ran on Vandepute doesn't know what she wants to do. She failed at running for lieutenant governor.
Right.
She was a state senator. Now she wants to be your mayor? Ha, 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 ha.
Aha. Okay. Okay. Well, okay. If you look at it from that standpoint. But I know she's very well respected. A lot of people
right,
like
in the
her.
Democrat circles.
You know, and it's,
nice disclaimer.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it does pale in comparison to the biggest example of that, which was David Dewhurst. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. this guy, you know, he was already picking out drapes for the apartment in D.C. to be our senator. And now, and you know, he's not hurting, okay? He's worth a lot of money. He's doing fine there. But it's not about money when you get to that point. It's about power and influence. And I'm not sure exactly what his power and influence is now. But it's kind of an interesting story when, and, you know, when it's all said and done, that is up to us, is it not? They may consider themselves the ruling class, but we have to give them the right to have that power. So we'll see. The White House, tight-lipped about the specifics behind the appearance of Prince, this past Saturday night. An estimated 500 people attended the show, which was paid for by President Obama and First Lady Michelle. A spokesperson, Josh Earnest, would say only the President and First Lady did host a private event over the weekend, a private social event at the White House on Saturday night. Well, what happened is Al Sharpton busted the embargo. He decided to tweet out about having been there. So then that gets people all stirred up.
Oopsie!
Yeah. Well, yeah, and there's nothing wrong with the president having a private party. That's fine. There's no reason not to have that. But
they're just like us. They live just like us. They do everything
just like
us.
That's right, they do. I forgot. Yeah.
So the Eagles will be over at Scott's house
this
weekend.
Right, this weekend, that's right. I talked to Henley yesterday. They'll be there. So we'll see how all that works
out. In support of Henley's new album.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Jeb Bush kicked off his campaign yesterday. For 2016 at Miami-Dade College. We told you he would. He's 62. Was governor of Florida from 1999-07.
He looks great for 62.
He does. His son, of course, is the, agriculture commissioner here in Texas?
I believe that is correct.
Land commissioner, some kind of commissioner. No, land commissioner. That's it. Agricultural commissioner is that Miller fellow who's kind of funny. In a bid for Hispanic voters, he said, as a candidate, I intend to let everyone hear my message, including the many who can't express their love of country in a different language. Is he going to ask them to learn English? I'm just saying. I know. All right, now, let me show you the way that they write. Let me show you the way the liberal media writes these stories so you'll be aware. Okay?
Is this a primer?
Yeah, it is. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina and Weeblewobble, topped the list of declared 2016 White House candidates in terms of private wealth. Okay, now Carly is worth $59 million, according to tax forms she released last month. Bill and Hillary Clinton declared earnings of about $30 million over the past 16 months. Now, net worth is one thing. What you have earned in the last 16 months is something else. In other words, in her lifetime of earning, Carly Fiorina's net worth is $59 million. The Clintons didn't tell us what their net worth was. They told us how much they've made in the last 16 months, which is about half of what she has made as to her net worth. My thought is their net worth is more than $59
million. Oh, without question.
Just saying. Donald Trump expected to make his big announcement for president today.
I don't care!
Only appropriate that later on today we'll tell you Donald Trump's tips to get to the top and stay there, just so you'll know.
His net worth, what, $9
billion? Yeah, something. You know, a lot. A lot. And Sidney Blumenthal, he's a former Hillary Clinton advisor, has turned over 60 previous undisclosed emails related to Libya and to the deadly 2012 siege in Benghazi. Word came late last night from Trey Gowdy, who's the congressman who chairs the House Select Committee on Benghazi. Now, did he run that by the secretary first to see if it was okay? Can we show him this? Can we show him this? I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. But my thought is that you would hope that she's not the gatekeeper on that deal as to whether or not the congressional committee should see it. Also could be that the congressional committee, well, I guess they had subpoenaed him already and asked him to get that stuff to him, and so I guess he got around to that. So we'll have some more documents as far as that goes. All right, it's 647.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a tough plant that can handle the Texas summer, consider a vine. If you don't have much space, yet you need the effect of a large shrub, consider a vine. If you're trying to break up the starkness of a long drab fence or wall, consider a vine. We have some outstanding options. This is a great time to let them start performing their magic. Vines work in very little spaces. I'll have details after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. If you're thinking about planting a vine, you need to consider how it's going to do its climbing. Perhaps you never thought about it, but not all vines ascend the same way. Some twine and require openings through which they can work their stems. Others have appendages called holdfasts that let them secure themselves even to smooth surfaces. And still others have tendrils that reach out and latch onto wires and stems and other supports. There's also a fourth group that has no visible means of support. They're basically leaning plants, and you'll have to secure them in place. Now, here are some of the very best vines for Texas. In South Texas, coral vine. It's a wonderful vine in late summer and fall with the coral pink blooms, hot pink, and they're beautiful. It's not winter hardy in the northern half of the state. And bougainvilleas, of course, are vines naturally, but they're only in the Rio Grande Valley. You can use them as vines if you have a sunroom or if you have large containers. Getting on to plants that will grow in all of Texas, how about Madam Galen Trumpet Creeper? It's a woody, permanent vine that's actually an improved form of the native trumpet vine. Its orange flowers are much larger than the native counterpart, and it's more refined in the garden. It's not invasive. Clematis are favorite vines in the north. In Texas, we have a couple of lesser-known types of clematis that actually do better. Sweet autumn clematis, Clematis paniculata, is native to East Texas, but it grows well across the rest of the state. And you might want to try evergreen clematis, especially in the southern half of Texas, Clematis armandi. Its flowers are creamy white, but they're produced in the spring. But forget the flowers. This plant has spectacular glossy foliage. That's evergreen clematis. Climbing fig or fig ivy is popular in the southern half or two-thirds of Texas. It adheres tightly to fences and walls, and it's boldly deep green. It'll freeze in extreme winters in much of the state, but it does come back most of the time. Carolina jessamine is popular in East Texas, where it's native, but it also grows across the rest of the state. Glossy, dark green, evergreen foliage and beautiful yellow tubular flowers in the spring that are also extremely fragrant. English ivy is a great vine if you have shade and have a means for it to climb. Honeysuckles come in several different flavors. Coral honeysuckle, Japanese purple honeysuckle, Hall's honeysuckle is the best of the vines. And Boston ivy is a deciduous vine. It's beautiful on walls, just like Virginia creeper is. Climbing roses are the leaning plants that we referred to. I'm Neil Sperry. Midsummer Lawn Benchmarks in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M senior shortstop Blake Allemand and sophomore outfielder Nick Banks were named to the American Baseball Coaches Association All-American squad, with both players being placed on the third team. Allemand was the only Aggie to play in all 64 games, starting all of them. He paced the Aggies with 60 runs. The Bernie, Texas native hit .339 on the season with 7 home runs. Banks started 63 games for the Aggs as a sophomore, batting .364. Allemand became the fourth Aggie to win All-American status so far this season. A.J. Minter was a potential first-round selection until he had Tommy John surgery. He was picked up in the late rounds and actually just now signed with the Atlanta Braves. He pocketed a cool $814,000 for a signing bonus and will not return to Texas A&M. The Braves believe Minter will be able to start pitching for him next spring. Duncan Keith scored the game winner and won the MVP Conn Smythe Trophy.
Pass to Keith, high slot, he shoots, butterfly save, Keith falls under the rebound, scores! Duncan Keith, his first goal in 16 playoff games and his first to the final. The Hawks take a 1-0 lead on the Lightning with 2:47 left in period number two.
Corey Crawford finished with 25 saves as the Chicago Blackhawks won their third Stanley Cup in 6 seedings, beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-0. Duncan Keith was just happy they finally got to win the cup in Chicago.
It's special anytime you win it, but to do it now in front of our fans, the whole day was crazy. A lot of fans walking around the town, and what can I say? It's so much fun right now.
Now, the Blackhawks were anointed Stanley Cup champions when the buzzer sounded after the win in Game 6, but there was one thing missing in the celebration that immediately followed. Lord Stanley's Cup. The crew escorting the Stanley Cup to the United Center on Monday amid road closures and flooding was given a police escort that in some cases exceeded 100 miles an hour, and they still ran a bit behind schedule. Defending champs Vandy, Miami, and Virginia were winners in the College World Series yesterday. Freshman Jaron Kendall's two-run jack in the bottom of the ninth gave Vandy a 4-3 come-from-behind victory over Cal State Fullerton. They'll advance to play TCU. Miami eliminated Arkansas 4-3. on Jacob Hayward's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth as well. And Virginia got the 2-0 win over Florida. In Major League Baseball, George Springer homered twice.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's lifted into right center field. Way back there, looking up, and that's gone! Springer, two homers today.
He also had a pair of nifty catches in right field as the Houston Astros beat the Colorado Rockies 6-3. Dallas Keuchel retired the first 15 Colorado batters. He wound up allowing just four hits. Up the road in Arlington, second baseman Rogan Odor had a great outing on his return.
Odor swings it to smash through the left side of base hit. One run is home. Heading for the plate is Moreland. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. The Rangers lead it 4-0.
He was recalled to the Rangers just prior to game time and placed in the outfield. Delano DeShields was added to the disabled list with a hamstring injury. In the game, Yovani Gallardo pitched seven scoreless innings as the Rangers beat the L.A. Dodgers 4-1. Gallardo struck out four and walked three while allowing just four hits as well. Texas manager Jeff Banister said Odor made the right adjustments while he was down at Triple A Round Rock.
Played good defense, too. Turned some double plays, and very nice to see. You see the adjustments and tremendous job by our development people and working with this kid. And to get him back up here night one, you see the adjustments, and it paid off for us.
The University of Texas has hired an outside investigator for an independent probe into allegations of academic fraud within the men's basketball program. University spokesman Gary Sweezen says the investigation will be overseen by Gene Marsh. He's a former chairman of the NCAA Infractions Committee and has already begun his work. And finally, former FIFA Executive Committee member Chuck Blazer agreed to act undercover for U.S. prosecutors and has been cooperating since at least 2011 in the government's investigation of soccer corruption. His plea agreement from November of 2013 was unsealed yesterday after a federal judge agreed to a request made by media organizations. In exchange for Blazer's cooperation and a guilty plea of 10 counts, the government agreed not to recommend a specific sentence for his crime and also accepted that a reduction of up to three levels be warranted under sentencing guidelines. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Being a veteran is all about selfless service, respect, and honor. At Hartman Realty Group, we apply those same principles to helping our veteran clients find the perfect homes. I'm William Hartman. After serving two tours in Iraq, I discovered the true meaning of the word home. When I was ready to buy my home, I knew the Brazos Valley was the right place for my family and my real estate company. From day one, I made a personal commitment to helping those who served in the military. These people risk everything to protect our homes. But few of them are aware of the many veteran-based loan programs available for their home buying experience. My team specializes in accessing these real estate tools.